This is the Glasses by Day, Geek by Night podcast. I'm Matt, and today I'm going to be giving you my top 10 films that will make good TV series. So this is going from 10 to 1, and this is just my opinion, so tough luck. So in at number 10, I have Harry Potter. And look, I put it at number 10 because I know that there's talk and speculation that this is going to be a series at some point in the near future. So I'm putting it in my top 10, you know, before they, you know, get to actually making it. So I said it first. I feel like you've got seven films, eight films, seven books. There's enough stuff there you could make, you can make a decent series out of each book, and it would be more than enough. You could add your own things in. You could even go on further than that. You could take the books further. I just think there's so much you could do with the series. And I feel like my kids especially would love to see, Harry Potter the series. They would. And I'm not going to lie, so would I. In at number 9, I have 300. So look, whenever I think of 300, I'm thinking black and white Spartacus. I think if you remember Spartacus that was on, what was it, Star back in the day. Black and white 300, it would work. I kind of feel like what Leonidas, they've got so much there. I'm not a big fan of the second film, but I kind of feel like it might be better on the TV screen. It's like the Percy Jackson stuff. The films weren't as good as the series, nowhere near. So I kind of feel like why not put it on the telly? In at number 8, I have In Time. So In Time with Justin Timberlake, Amanda Seyfried, whatever her name is, actress that I can't remember the name of, obviously. It's where they have to, they're up, by the time they reach, 25? That's when the clock starts ticking, and they can earn time like money, and they can pay for things with time. And Justin Timberlake's character accidentally gets given millions of years in time by a guy who's trying to die. And he uses that to try and, prove a point, basically, because his mum has just passed away. And he takes it to the man. I just think that it would be a good series. I feel like there's so much you could do with that. It's a good premise as well, so it's definitely something that would make a decent TV series. In at number 7, I have Rush Hour. I kind of feel like the buddy cop thing, I think they tried it with Lethal Weapon, they brought that back and that kind of fizzled. I just think, anyone who likes Rush Hour would love to see a live action, TV series with a LA cop and a Chinese detective trying to find a young girl who has been kidnapped. I just think it would make good television, and I think the fact that you could literally do whatever you like with it doesn't have to stick to any kind of archetype or anything like that. That, they could literally go whatever way they wanted with it, and I just think, why not? I kind of feel like it's about time we have another buddy cop TV series. I feel like it's time. Let's get in there. In at number 6, I have Men in Black. Why has no one done a TV series of Men in Black? I just kind of feel like, as a kid, I loved those films. Definitely Men in Black 1 and 2. I don't think I entered into Men in Black 3 or what, that international crap that came out. But Men in Black 1 and 2, good series. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, like good couple of films. Lots of action. Special effects are much better now. Why is no one for, we'll do a Men in Black movie. Nah, it needs to be, I'll do a Men in Black series. Needs to be done. In at number 5, we have Divergent. So look, Divergent's one of those ones as well that, obviously, the films didn't really go anywhere. I'm not even convinced they finished the books. But I kind of feel like, realistically, you've got a lot of source material there. It would be pretty easy to produce. There's action sequence. I just kind of feel like there are things that you're throwing money at that no one's interested in, and then there are other things that you think, oh, that would make something pretty good. In at my number four spot, I have Man on Fire. So if you remember Man on Fire, it was with Denzel Washington. He's, what is it, Creasy. And he's sent in to protect, be a bodyguard for a young girl who is in a, technically a crime family, I'm sure. And she gets kidnapped, he gets shot, and then he goes on a rampage, kind of Liam Neeson style, trying to get her back, and he does. I just think that could literally be a, you know, you could start that like that, and then by the second season, he's doing the same thing again. He's, you know, that's his job now. He goes after kids that have been kidnapped. You know, I just think there's loads there that you could do. In at number three, I have Four Brothers. And look, I like this film. I think it's a decent film. I think there's lots of action in it. It's something that could have gone on for a couple of series. Do you know what I mean? It's definitely something worth watching. As long as they don't kill off one of the brothers like they did in the film, I think they'll be okay. Unless they just want to call it Brothers. In at number two, I have Uncharted. So look, they've done a Tom Holland film and Mark Wahlberg. It was okay. I enjoyed the film. Do I think it would make a better series? Absolutely. I feel like there's so much more they could go into. There's so much source material within the series that they could use. I just think the film didn't really jump into it, you know, as it should. I kind of feel like, realistically, there was much more they could go into, and they didn't do it. And in at my number one spot, I have Jumanji. So, we all loved that Jumanji film back in the day. You know what? I've even watched the two other films that came out. What was it? Jumanji, The Next Level, or whatever they're called. Do you know what I mean? And I enjoyed them. I think that a TV series of that would be haunting, harrowing, and petrifying, because I see this game all the time when I go to the shops and I avoid it like the plague. But I would love to see a TV series of Jumanji. So they were my top 10 films that would make a good TV series. So I've been Matt, and this has been the Glasses by Day Geek by Night podcast. Thanks for listening.